chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. Thanks be to God. I too, personally, together with many people of this community, have experienced the answer to St. Paul's prayer here by your worshiping together in this place. I have experienced it at home, in the hospital, on the car radio, and I say thanks be to God. There is the sound of joy in this sanctuary. And we are led by the lamp of God's word. And we adore the Lamb upon his throne, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for he is the true light of the world. We do this because our Heavenly Father has qualified us. Qualified us to share and so to shine in the inheritance of the saints of light. In his free gift of eternal life. If ever a time is needed for life in this world, it is indeed now. For as our Lord has prophesied, false Christs and false prophets are arising to lead many people astray, and if possible, even to deceive the very elect. But we are not to be surprised, for our Lord has said, I have told you all these things ahead of time. And for the elect state, these days will be shortened. But no one can deny that the signs of the times are multiplying in such great number and magnitude that finally it takes something that one hesitates to mention, that dreadful, horrible, Diana Jonesville tragedy, to realize that Satan does indeed transform himself into an angel of light. And in the light of humanitarian deeds and a seemingly happy community, a true-aid community has as its ultimate nourishment the poison unto death. A grim reminder to loved ones and friends and people everywhere, that we cannot stand alone and be a light in this world of darkness. That him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. And so it is together with the saints in light that we are urged to shine with the light of Christ, the lamp of his word. Every year I receive many letters from grade school people, high school students, college, university people, and people in all walks of life. What do I have to do to be a missionary for Christ? What are some of his qualifications? And finally, one can think of, you know, language learning ability, the ability to adjust, the ability to relate to people, the ability to communicate across culture, and all these necessary functions, but not a one of them is of any value whatsoever, unless, first of all, we are incorporated as a cell of life into Christ's body, the church, of which he is indeed the head, and our lifeline, and our power. And because of the times in which we are living, I wish for you the prayer that St. Paul prayed for his people in Colossae, as we prepare for mission and ministry here at this place. May you be strengthened with all power. And we live in an age of power, much of it being used for personal gain, selfish ends. The power of tools, of management, of manipulation, of money. But this power is according to his glorious might, the power by which God's Son became a human being. by which he did not call 12 legions of angels, by which he knelt in the garden and said, Father, thy will be done. And from the cross where he was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But finally, it is finished. And the powers of sin, death, and the devil have been destroyed. The grave has been opened. But we have been received, purchased with a price, we are told in today's reading. He's been delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of his Son. A new kingdom, not a selfish despotism with the ultimate end of self-destruction and eternal darkness, but the kingdom of life, the gracious rule of God's love. That we share, we possess now as an inheritance. So in this power we are told and urged that God would enable us to endure with endurance, that is, to persevere in the face of all opposition. To persist in doing good work, even against great odds, as St. Paul told the Romans, for this produces character. Certainly an important place for every Christian ambassador of the good news of Christ's peace. And with endurance comes patience. Patience, that deep breath of faith by which we can and endure and tolerate our fellow man, who may sometimes react to adversity and difference in a way not suitable to us. The patience and endurance together, one sure sign of loyalty to Christ. Love is that word. And out of this is born death. That light-hearted feeling, that freedom from the sense of guilt, that freedom from the power of Satan, that freedom to be for our Lord Jesus Christ, and to serve him gladly. Such freedom, when we know its source, gives rise to thanksgiving. Thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. The world is full of dark places, dark corners, not only in the far corners of the globe, but right here at home in the urban streets, the great cities, the lonely places in the country, the lonely parks and crowded campuses, and even in geological institutions. But I always recall one dark community I visited back in 1965, my first trip to Papua New Guinea. I had arrived at Yulan Station, which was a 5-mile hike over 4 ranges beyond an airstrip, which at that time was 5-day walk beyond the end of the deep road. Truly an isolated area. Some days before, at that airstrip, a gravel pit of 1,500 feet long, one end 200 feet higher than the other, it always had to be rolled with a roller pulled by a tractor after each range. One day, the roller broke loose and rolled over a New Guinean boy who had been playing hooky and steel at Yulan Station. When we arrived at Yulan Station, I noticed the village treasurer with his arms crossed, his stone-headed axe through his belt, his basket, as he was chanting as he marched around the compound with a missionary resident and the home where the nurse lived and where the basketball and steel teacher were at work. I asked the missionary, what is he doing? He is breathing a curse on us and our work. Because the tractor and the roller are European products, we are European descendants, and therefore we are the object of his curse. I'll never forget when that tall missionary walked up to the treasurer and looked him right in the eyes and said, your God is weak. My God is strong. Just be weak and sleep. Whatever happened to that, I did not know for a long time. But in 1974, I had the privilege of attending the opening communion service for the Wabag Lutheran Church Convention, which was out in an open field. And there, a man with very distinctive features, whose face I could never forget, came walking along, and I asked a missionary, is that someone from New Line Station? And he said, yes, he is active in the church, and he's a delegate to this convention. What a joy it was under that equatorial sun in the heat of day to see a brighter light shining. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, as that convention is nourished with the bread and wine of the Holy Sacrament, nurtured in the power of the Holy Spirit, kept alive by the indwelling of Christ himself as a church, came alive and walked with power, trained themselves for endurance and patience, dealing it joyfully with thanksgiving to take the word of the Lord to those round about them. They join with the psalmist, and I pray that we do too. For if he is the fountain of life, and in thy life we see life, let your life go shine in the name of God.